Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. The Yankee Victory Parade is now underway in what's known as the Canyon of Heroes along Broadway in Lower Manhattan. It's the first Yankee Victory Parade since 2000, which is, I guess, a long dry spell for Yankee fans, if not for anyone else. WNYC's Kathleen Horan is there. Kathleen, can you hear me?
Hi.
What's happening?
Just a chaotic celebration. It's just very excited, and it's just, I've never seen this many people, and I've been covering events in New York City for 8 years now.
Have you had any ballplayer sightings yet?
Yes, Matsui went through the crowd, and everyone chanted MVP, MVP. There's a lot of people playing hooky. I spoke to a number of high schoolers who played hooky today, and many of their parents didn't know they were here. And I spoke to a number of people who decided not to go to work today as well.
And what are the fans saying? Was there any particular sentiment that you were hearing from the fans this year?
Life, and they said it's been 9 years, which they said is a long time to wait, but many ball clubs, of course, wait much, much longer than that.
Lifetimes.
Lifetimes, exactly.
Did you get a good enough look at Matsui by any chance to see if he was smiling? He's a pretty, you know, stone-faced guy most of the time.
He had a bit of a Mona Lisa smile today.
The Hideki Matsui Mona Lisa smile. I like it. WNYC's Kathleen Horan at the parade. Thanks a lot.
Sure. Thank you.
And we will do a few things now. We'll read some of the Yanks and Matsui acronyms that you've been posting for the last day. And one of the beautiful things about the victory for me was that the World Series MVP award did go to Hideki Matsui, who drove in 6 runs in the last game, tying a one-game World Series record, and was on fire throughout the series. Matsui is from Japan and plays with a certain Japanese humility, not to mention a batting stance I will never understand, both of which, the humility and the batting stance, are somewhat uncommon in American players. Now, WNYC's own resident baseball fanatic, Rex Doan, will talk with us about this. He is sitting across from me in the studio. Let's see, Rex, people will recognize your voice from other contexts. Hi.
Yes, I do a lot of the announcements, of course. WNYC is supported by blah, blah, blah. You should mention also we are the co-captains of the WNYC softball team, so our credentials, I think, speak for themselves.
You and me. And our phones are open. Anything you want to say about the Yankees as world champions, your acronyms for the words Yanks or Matsui, and any thoughts about Japanese versus American baseball or culture, we will talk in a few minutes to Andrew Jenks, director and producer of the documentary The Zen of Bobby V. 212-433-WNYC 212-433-9692. And Rex, you're somewhat familiar with Japanese baseball style as well, right?
Absolutely. Years ago, I worked on an ill-fated documentary about a Japanese minor league team playing in Salinas, California, interestingly enough, on the site of a former Japanese internment camp. But during that course, I had a chance to talk with a lot of the ball players and the managers. And ultimately, the Japanese style of play, of course, is about wa. Robert Whiting famously wrote a terrific book called You Gotta Have Wa, Anti-Individual Team Unity. The nail that sticks out gets hammered down.
So here are some of the acronyms that have been coming into our webpage. Ready for this? Paul in the Bronx took a shot at doing one to the full word Yankees. So Yankees always need cash to exceed expectations. So there, Yankees. Michael in Brooklyn did Yanks. Yes, another NY killer season. Okay. Naoko from Osaka, Japan, took a shot at a Matsui acronym, and it's My All-Time Twinkling Star Universally Internationally. Matsui. And she did another one on Matsui. Monster at the Stadium, Untiring Iron Man. That's a good one. A Matsui acronym. I'm going to read that one again. Monster at the Stadium, Untiring Iron Man. That's not only a Matsui acronym, that's a Matsui haiku.
Yeah, and very inspiring.
Barbara Magic in New Jersey. Mysterious as the sports universe is. Clarence from Newark. Most acclaimed top swinger. Unique. Irreplaceable. And Howard from Massapequa Park. Mature Asian transcends to series unlikely individual.
Mature in ball player terms.
Don't always go together, right? Does Japanese baseball style reflect Japanese culture? It's a team versus I thing is what you were getting at?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a couple things. People say Americans play ball, Japanese ball players work at it. There are stories of ball players training 8 to 10 hours a day, taking hundreds of ground balls. And in terms of the style of play, it's often about sacrifice. They'll bunt. They'll play in a very conservative fashion, whereas so many American ball players will play in sort of a reckless fashion, make diving plays. So if you sit and watch a Japanese ball game, I think from an American perspective, it moves even more slowly than our pastime.
Hard to believe these days.
Hard to believe.
Maria in Windsor Terrace. You're on WNYC. Hi, Maria.
Yeah, hello. I'm just wondering, before Matsui hits the ball, he does a little shoulder thing twice in a row. He kind of lifts his shoulders up and down twice really hard, and I'm wondering if you know what that's about.
That's just a timing mechanism. I mean, the amazing thing about batting stances is that every professional athlete at the major league level is a little different. Some of them just exotic and bizarre. We can go through a number of examples, but no need to do that. It's just a way for him to get ready in the hitting position and, take that fastball or that curveball.
Maria, thank you. And we're going to get more of an answer to Maria's question from Andrew Jenks, who also joins us now. He's director and producer of the documentary, The Zen of Bobby V. Bobby V is for Bobby Valentine, who used to be the manager of the Mets, as many of you know, and also spent years managing in Japan and got pretty steeped in Japanese culture himself. Andrew Jenks was on when The Zen of Bobby V first came out, I think about a year and a half ago. So, Andrew, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here.
And you're on with our own resident baseball fanatic Rex Stone, who, by the way, goes around on his vacation. Can I at you on this?
Oh, yes.
Rex goes to minor league stadiums all over the country and sees minor league baseball games. He and his wife do this as their own personal pastime, and he comes to work just about every day wearing a different minor league baseball cap. Today,
we've got the Utica Blue Sox.
Today, it's too bad we don't have the camera in here. We have a gray hat with a black brim and a black U, and it's for what again?
The Utica Blue Sox, sadly defunct.
Defunct.
Is this a joke? Are you serious?
No,
I'm
serious.
Are you really wearing these minor league outfits?
Sad but true.
I can tell that you do know what you're talking about in terms of you got to have wa and the Japanese way of being. It's definitely a unique way of approaching the game.
Do you see it in Matsui, Andrew, or did he lose it when he came to America?
No, I mean, you definitely see it. I think you had a guest on earlier that was saying his face is still a little bit lukewarm. I mean, they get uncomfortable when the spotlight is a little bit too much on them. They feel almost ashamed that everyone's looking at them, because really for them it's more of a team effort than anything, and you take a pride in doing it with one another. And that's not just a matter of baseball, but it's also a matter of the workforce. If you were to go to a Japanese office, you wouldn't see any walls. It would just be everyone kind of working almost like I think Bloomberg has people working in the city. So it's definitely a different dynamic. The one thing when I was in Japan that Bobby Valentine always told me was always be expected for the unexpected. Never be surprised by anything that you see. And so if even Matsui hits a 6 RBI game, he probably won't smile, even though everyone else in the world would.
What about that Japanese batting style that the caller brought up and that I mentioned before, where they seem to pull away from the ball even as they swing the bat? Ichiro Suzuki has the same thing. How can anyone hit with power that way? Did you ever ask anybody about that?
Well, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert, but, you know, they don't play with power as much in Japan. It's much more about strategics. If you were to watch, you know, that great movie, Mr. Baseball, Tom Selleck gets so frustrated because he needs to keep bunting. And, you know, they always want to bunt. They always want to sacrifice. It's for the better, it's for whatever they can do for the team. So power, they usually don't rely on. In fact, if anything, in Japan, they bring in foreign players just for power. They bring in guys who will just hit home runs to get the fans excited. And it's never really been, from what I can tell, a part of the game there that they really tried to interlace.
Lenore in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lenore.
Hi. Hello, I'm surprised. Hello.
What do you want to say? Don't be surprised.
You called. Yes, I did. I wanted to speak out for the Phillies. I'm a lifetime Philly fan. I grew up in Pennsylvania. I was very proud that they took the Yankees, who are a better team, to 6 games. And, you know, we are among the fans who do not think that waiting 8 years or 9 years for a championship is a really long time.
There you go.
Tell that to a Cubs fan.
I'm sorry?
Tell that to a Cubs fan.
Yes, exactly. There are people who have suffered more than we have, I know.
And congratulations to all Phillies fans on really a fabulous series.
Thank you.
And a fabulous couple-of-year run for the Phillies. You know, Rex and Andrew, we have a lot of Phillies fans calling in right now, funny enough, and I think it's probably because all the Yankees fans are down at the parade. So the Philly fans are the ones left in the audience.
Just as well, the Yankees fans tend to forget their 29 other Major League teams.
Andrew, have you been hearing some of these Matsui acronyms that have come in?
I heard a few. You know, the funny thing about Japan is his nickname is Godzilla. And in Japan, they have this weird tendency, which I never really figured out. Maybe someone else could shed some light on it, which is that they find what is almost the most degrading, most, you know, the meanest acronym or nickname that you could think of and apply it to a player. So, for instance, Matsui, they never thought was good-looking. People always make fun of his looks.
Really?
So they gave him this name, Godzilla. And in essence, it's really offensive, but he goes along with it. And a lot of the players in Japan experience that, and it's an odd occurrence that I saw happen with quite a few guys there.
Is he married? Does he have a family? Does he have a lot of girlfriends? This bad-looking guy?
Personal life. I think he did get married last year, I believe.
Oh, just last year.
Andrew, I did have a question relative to your Bobby V documentary. Did you ever eat a Bobby's burger?
Not only did I have a Bobby burger, I had a Bobby beer, and I rode my bike on Valentine's Way.
He had the full experience.
A tree named after him, a beer named after him, a hamburger named after him.
The full experience. And we may have that in New York now after Matsui, given how this World Series went. Here are some others. These Matsui acronyms that people have posted on our webpage that are wonderful. Leonardo in the West Village wrote, Metropolis and Tokyo salute unto Ishikawa. Ishikawa is Matsui's hometown, he says.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Mighty athlete thanks supporters using interpreters. Mighty athlete thanks supporters using interpreters. And Melanie from Jackson Heights has master artisan, translation spectacularly unnecessary, icon.
Wow.
I'm surprised none of these have used Ichiban.
Yeah, there you go.
Only in New York. Jared from New York City on Yanks. Yes, and naturally, keep spending. Now, Don in the Village wants to add something a little snarky here, I think. Don, you're on WNYC.
Snarky, okay. The thing about the Yankees is that they didn't have to change the rules in the middle of the game for their victory today, unlike Mayor Bloomberg, who's going to be standing there trying to glom onto their glory.
You know, there was a caption under a photo in Michael Daly's column in the Daily News yesterday that said, and I'm paraphrasing it, but the mayor may have considered extending the World Series to 9 games if the Yankees were behind after 7.
Right. I heard somebody say that. Well, this is going to be a long 4 years, guys. I think the longest in New York history.
Well, we'll see about that. That's another topic for another day, and maybe not. You're not a Yankee fan, Rex.
No.
You're an Oakland A's fan.
And I should mention they are the second most successful teams in terms of World Series titles. The Yankees have 27. The A's have 7.
Right. So you're not feeling so good about all this $200 million payroll exuberance downtown today, right?
I didn't watch the last inning. I couldn't bear it. But I'll cope. Don't worry about me, Brian.
Andrew Jenks, were you in touch with what was going on in Japan as the game was ending? Because I've heard that, you know, if you think New York was paying attention, I mean, let's face it, Yankee fans are a little jaded. There have been a lot over the years, over a lot of people here's lifetimes. But in Japan, with Matsui clearly having this Godzilla-like game and on the way to World Series MVP, Tokyo and a lot of Japan was at a complete standstill as that game was concluding, which was about midday in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, to put things in perspective, when Matsui left his team in Japan quite a few years ago now, 10 million people stopped watching the games. When Ichiro left Japan also quite a few years ago, the next year his team folded. So they're definitely superstars, and they're definitely watching these games, whether they're on at 7 a.m., whether they're on at noon, you'll definitely see people watching them. Not as much, though. The fervor isn't there that compared to maybe when Nomo was pitching. I remember when I was there, a lot of people were always saying, "Oh, they're going crazy because of certain Japanese players doing well in the States." And I was in Japan at the time, and there wasn't as much of a craze. There wasn't like 10,000 people outside of the Tokyo Dome watching it on a big screen, like I think once existed maybe 5 or 10 years ago.
Right.
So
interesting. Well, I heard a rumor. Matsui's contract with the Yankees is up, and they may not renew him despite his performance in the World Series. And I heard a rumor that he is considering going back to Japan to play for the Hanshin Tigers. So we will see. Andrew Jenks, director and producer of the documentary The Zen of Bobby V, WNYC's Voice of Reason. Rex Stone, thank you both very much.
You bet.
Thanks, guys.
Go Yanks. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Brian Lehrer.